Professor Peter Lynham. How are you, Peter?
I am very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Just holding the reins, or as it were, of the BFM studio by myself today. Big Hungry has gone to pick up a car that he's bought off Trade Me in Tauranga, of all places.
Oh my goodness, that's a brave man.
Hitching a ride down and driving a car back, so there you go.
Well, he's got to get back yet to know whether he's got a
Well, hopefully
a
the car works. Yeah, I guess the car. Hopefully the car works to get back. Now, Peter, we're talking about Jehovah's Witnesses in Russia today, of all places.
Yes, so I'm responding to a very interesting series of cases that have been reported over the last few weeks from Russia and that are focused on Jehovah's Witnesses. And then an international conference of scholars, and of course, you being a scholar, I, of course, give great respect to scholars. Nobody else probably does. That have complained about this breach of human rights in Russia. This hardly surprises us, of course. But with the Jehovah's Witnesses, it's an interesting case because, as you know, Johnny, the Jehovah's Witnesses are not quite the flavour of the month for anybody. Except Jehovah's Witnesses.
There's this ongoing sort of sexual abuse surrounding the church and messages coming from the headquarters to cover up a whole lot of dodgy stuff.
That's right, because certainly the documentary, is it a TV3 documentary? I'm not sure. That's been announced appears to be focusing on cases where there's been suppression or destruction of evidence, allegedly, of sexual abuse. This is partly because of the way Jehovah's Witnesses work as an organization. Their individual ecclesia, their assemblies, really are run by laity. There's very little professionals apart from the headquarters in New York, and so records are held essentially there, though there is a large new Jehovah's Witness centre being built in South Auckland at the moment. But they've already had a big centre. But you can see how local churches have, you know, pretty amateurish leadership, I would have thought, and may well have been inclined to hide records. But most likely this is a decision made far from the local church.
Coming from the top down?
I mean, I've known of several cases. In fact, I was nearly subpoenaed to give evidence in one such case about the Jehovah's Witnesses, and then the case collapsed. But alongside all the aspects of Jehovah's Witnesses, which I suppose we should tell everybody about, lies the issue that Russia, in 2017, simply declared this was an extremist organization that was banned.
Is that because of the Orthodox Church over there are just like, our way or the highway, get out?
Yes, that, precisely. That Putin works very closely with the Orthodox Church. The Jehovah's Witnesses have been surprisingly successful in Russia. They've got, the figures I saw were 177,000 members. Just so that's not to be sneered at.
Russians are particularly susceptible to door knocking?
Well, I suppose they door knock, although it sounds a rather cold country to do door knocking.
Yep.
You'd have to get in the apartment building, wouldn't you?
Maybe it's easier to do the rounds inside an apartment. You know, you don't have to go too far and you hit a lot of people.
Yes, but it may be actually that they meet people in the public places. I think that's more likely how they get members. And I think, in a way, if you're not going to be Orthodox in Russia, and think of how much this has changed, you know, Putin, in all other respects, seems to have revived the old Communist Party, but except that it's now linked with the Orthodox Church. But I suspect that the Jehovah's Witnesses, you know, as a sect that's cut off from the rest of Christendom and is therefore in battle mode all the time, is, you know, well set up to flourish in a country where the overall tone is hostile to them. But if they start putting them in prison just for being Jehovah's Witnesses, that's pretty grim.
It seems strange that they would consider them a threat, because they don't like to participate in politics, do they?
And the courts haven't been completely consistent on this, in fact, Johnny, because in some cases they have backed away from just simply arresting on the basis of the evidence that you're a member of the church.
Mm.
But it doesn't seem entirely consistent. There seems to be some cases where people are recorded as guilty but not sentenced, but in other cases they certainly have been sentenced.
Do you think this at all, this sort of distaste for the Jehovah's Witness Church in Russia, it sort of stems back to any of this child abuse scandal in any way?
I think yes. I suspect that the bad reputation in the West that's building up against Jehovah's Witnesses probably makes it easy for an attack to start on this particular sect. You see, the ordinary evangelical churches are also, Baptists especially, quite significant in Russia. But maybe that's just too public a group to attack, whereas with the Jehovah's Witnesses, they're so isolated, they're so extreme, they're so very far removed from the Orthodox Church that you can pick on them more easily than you could pick on the Baptists. But presumably, it's becoming very hard running the evangelical churches as well. I do wonder, you know, New Zealand did ban the Jehovah's Witnesses, do you know, in World War II. It's a really interesting story. In World War II, the Jehovah's Witnesses were proscribed because they were opposed to fighting in the war and had never been approved as a religious organization that had the right to, like the Quakers, to register their pacifists. And so when door knocking took place in, of all places, Oamaru, the result was that Jehovah's Witnesses were, for 3 years, just by being a Jehovah's Witness, you could be put in prison in New Zealand. So, you know, when we condemn the intolerance of Russia, we've got to remember we've had that history as well.
Totally, totally. Now, do you have any sort of insight about what this documentary screening in New Zealand might be about this week?
Oh, I don't know particularly, but I assume that is to do with a number of cases that have been brewing around accusations that some of the elders have been sexually violating young members, children of members, and the like. And the trouble is, given the status and the way that these churches operate, they haven't addressed the issues in their midst. They just, because, you know, lay elders, who's going to challenge these lay elders? And so all these factors probably lie behind what's going to come up. Certainly there are cases in New Zealand where allegations like this have been made, and we've heard of other cases throughout the world as well.
They are particularly closed off as far as churches go, aren't they? Because the secular outside world is basically Satan or something, isn't it? What?
I couldn't catch what you said there.
The Jehovah's Witness Church is particularly closed off from the rest of the world because the outside world is essentially evil?
Yes, that's right. So the Jehovah's Witness's attitude is that every aspect of the outside world is set up to destroy the faith of these end-time believers who are Jehovah's Witnesses to the soon-to-come-about end of the world. In fact, the end of the world in Jehovah's Witness belief was supposed to have taken place in 1914 and then got delayed until 1918 and then 1975. And I'm not quite sure what the current date is. But in the meantime, the elect members of the church, the 144,000, have long since been defined and completed. So the remaining people actually have no great promise of salvation anyway. So it's a really, really isolated and narrow and inward-looking sectarian group. And yet, when you look at the profile of the group in terms of its appeal, it's had a remarkable appeal to poor people, to people with broken families and relationships, and to Māori and Pacifica people. And that's why their headquarters are being built in South Auckland.
Mm. What's the particular appeal of the church?
The particular appeal is the appeal of all sects. I am right, the rest of you are going to hell.
Mm.
And the confidence that comes from being one of the chosen.
Okay. Mm. Hey, Peter, thank you for chatting to us this afternoon. Particularly interesting. I guess we might watch this doco this week and come back.
I think it could be rather interesting.
Mm-hmm. Come back and chat about it.
Whether it's balanced is another question.
Of course. All right. Hey, thank you very much, and we'll check in next week.
Look forward to it. Bye.